Yom Chamishi B'Shabbes, Parshas Ekev, Shir 602. We discussed a short while ago about the tzedakah of the Divrei Chaim. There's another interesting story that happened. A certain poor person came to the Divrei Chaim, and he gave him a chashiv amount of money. And then he traveled to Dinov, and Abdavid Midinov gave him also money, but he gave him less. And the Ani told Reb David that the Divrei Chaim gave him more money than what Reb David had given him. And Reb David answered him. He said, it's not true, because the Divrei Chaim is on a much higher madrega than me. And for him, money is worthless. He doesn't care about money at all. But to me, said Reb David, money still has a chashivas. Money is still important. And therefore, the Divrei Chaim gave you something much less than I gave you. He gave you nothing. He gave you mud. That's how he considers money. And this teaches us the way the Ribbono Shel Olam views our Avoda, our Tzedakah, anything that we're doing for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not about what we give the other person. It's not about the outcome of our actions. It's about the effort. It's about the Mesiras Nefesh that goes into it from our perspective. If it's something that's important to you and you're giving it up for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is considered Avodas Hashem, even if it's not a large amount of money or not necessarily a large Mesiras Nefesh from the world's perspective. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't care about how other people look at it. If for you it's difficult, then for you it's a big Mesiras Nefesh, it's a big Avodas Hashem.